Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering the first chapter in your syllabus, that is My First Steps. The lesson deals with the life and career of cricketer Sunil Gavaskar. He talks about his childhood and love for cricket. The author begins by narrating a very significant event of his life. He was born on 10th July 1949 in a hospital with a hole near the top of his left earlobe. This birthmark was only noticed by his uncle, Mr. Narayan Masurekar. The next day, nurses misplaced the newborn with another mother, wife of a fisherman, who was also in the same ward. It would have led to a big misfortune, but his uncle pointed out the mishap. Gavaskar described that this incident would have ruined him forever if his uncle would not have paid attention then. Gavaskar would not have been brought up by his real parents and his destiny would have been different. Gavaskar remembers another incident. His mother used to bowl to him in the small gallery of their house where they played their daily match. He felt that cricket was in his blood. Since the area was small, his mother used to kneel to bowl, or rather lob the ball to him. One day he hit her on the nose and it started bleeding. Although the injury was deep and painful, but still she took no notice of it and continued playing. Gavaskar's father was a good club cricketer in his days and a keen student of the game. Gavaskar found his father's advice indispensable in career. Besides, Gavaskar's mother was also fond of cricket and was a fellow player in his early childhood. The family had interesting discussions on various aspects of the game. Gavaskar's uncle, Madhav Mantri, played for India in 4 official tests. Whenever he went to his uncle's house, he admired the India pullovers. Gavaskar was so attracted by the India test pullovers that once he even dared to ask his uncle if he could take one, since he had so many. His uncle told him that one has to work hard and earn the India colours. Gavaskar took his uncle's words too close to his heart and decided to win rather than beg. The author learnt the lesson that there is no shortcut to success. In his childhood, he mostly played games in his neighbourhood and he and his friends contributed and bought trophies for as little as ₹1.50. The author always wanted to be a batsman. He hated losing his wicket. His obsession with the game was so intense that whenever he was declared out, he would walk out of the game with his bat and ball. As he was the only owner of the bat, his walking out would bring the game to an abrupt end. The boys would then curse and call him names. However, the tension did not last long and the boys would become friendly again. Later, his friends decided that whether he was batted out or not, he had to accept the majority verdict. Learners, let's go through some important points in the lesson. Sunil Gavaskar was born on 10th July 1949 in a hospital with a hole near the top of his left earlobe. The birthmark was only noticed by his uncle, Mr. Narayan Masurekar. Gavaskar's mother encouraged, supported and played with him. She had tremendous patience and forbearance even when she was hurt. She became Gavaskar's first coach. Gavaskar's father gave him valuable advice, enabling him to become a successful cricketer. His uncle, Madhav Mantri, inspired him to work and earn India colours. He told him that there was no shortcut to success. The author was obsessed with playing cricket and always wanted to be a batsman. Gavaskar used to stop the game when declared out. He used to walk out with his ball and bat, Occasionally, he had fights with his neighborhood friends, but the fights did not last long. Cleverly, later, his friends eventually made him accept the decision of the majority. The mother encouraged, supported, played with him. The father gave him a valuable advice, which helped him to become a good cricketer. And his uncle, Madhav Mantri, inspired him to sweat and earn the India colours. He advised him not to try to get things by adopting quick methods, and he should only do hard work to achieve success in life. I hope this audio has helped you to understand the lesson better. Learners, go through the lesson on your own and try to analyze the important points. Thank you, learners.